Blog Talk Radio.
There he is, right on time, Rudy Garino from Las Vegas. This is Tom Hayes, and let me... Oh, wait, this may be George, right on the money. Shut that music off. And George, it's Papa's here. Here we go. Just a little bit of we got the funk. The mother sucker, tethered ball. Tether off, tether off the motherfucker. Tether off the motherfucker.
Tether
off the motherfucker.
Tether off the motherfucker. Man, does not need an introduction. The world, you know, George, I'm going to just shut up in a second here. My name is Tom Hayes. I'm in Boston, Massachusetts. And, God, what a thrill it is and a joy it is to have you. We have tried this for so long. And I'll tell you what, you know, as fast as I can, what we're up to. We're doing a documentary. I've wanted to do this for 40 years. I was cut my teeth in the shack. And it's coming to life. Rudy and I have been together for over a year doing these little podcasts, and we're doing a shoot, and we have so many great people already filmed. We hope to film you. And Rudy, I have to give this up because Rudy is going to say, "Hi, George. We'll see you later, George." But don't leave, George. Do not leave. And I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
George.
George,
it's Rudy. How are you?
Hey, Rudy, do you remember this? Hey, George, how do I look? How do I look, George? That, I'm going to remind you of it. That was back one time me and Stevie Wonder was there, and I was tripping on acid. How do I look, George? How do I look? That's an imprint on my brain to this day.
Oh,
how you doing, Rudy?
I got that picture. You and I and Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, I like that picture. You? Yep.
I got it on my Facebook.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Oh, that's funny. Oh man. Hey. I never forget that Sugar Shack sticker and all of you guys.
Tell George, George, how fun that Sugar Shack was in the heyday.
I'm trying to tell you, that's what turned us out into Funkadelic. We came there as Parliament. You saw we didn't have no suits on. You say, what the hell happened to Parliament? Funkadelic. We came to Boston, and half of your waitresses there turned us out. We were never the same. We took off from there and went to the moon.
Wow. On the mothership.
Oh, Rudy, yeah. Rudy, I missed you in Vegas. I missed you after you came by.
It was cold as a motherfucker, and I had to get home.
I know. I heard. I didn't believe it was you.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, you want to laugh? My friend, I had a friend of mine, and I said, let's go see Josh Clinton here. He says, he won't remember you. I says, what do you mean he won't remember? He's a good friend of mine. So we call up, and we say, can I speak to Josh Clinton? The guy says, whoever it was, he says, he's dressing for the show. He says, he's not taking any calls. I says, well, Rudy Garino says hello. He says, wait a minute, your call he'll take.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember I took that call. Boy, I need to see you. Where you at now?
He says, your call he's going to take. That was funny.
Yes, I will. You know,
hey,
Rudy,
John, I said, tell the story how when you first came to the Sugar Shack.
That's what I said. We came to the Sugar Shack without our suits. We came in as Funkadelic. You said, what the hell happened to Parliament? You said, these ain't the Parliaments.
Yeah.
I say, Rudy, just let us. I say, let us play, and it'll be all right. You say, I'd be damned if you got in an argument. Remember, you got in an argument with the agency. You told them these ain't the fucking parliaments, and the agent got to. I'm gonna burn your club. We're gonna burn your club down.
That's right. Eddie Harris, I think it was. He said,
Eddie Harris, right. Yeah. We gonna burn the fucking club. Come on up and burn it down. Boy, y'all was some gangster. Y'all was some gangster motherfuckers back then. Oh man, we had so much fun up that motherfucker for years.
Hey, John, we put the pilots in the back, and we had another nightclub called Game. All the fucking
right.
The Sugar Shack went in the back.
Oh, my God. I'm getting high talking to you. I know we scared half of the customers out there the first night. They say, "Who the hell are these?" We chased them out.
That was funny. They come in with army suits, Indian suits, this, that. I said, "Hey, this is a nice place." I tell you, they chased the crowd. The crowd went crazy for them, Tom. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh,
I was there. I remember.
Oh, man. I remember we was in there with Sam and Dave.
The Funkadelic, the Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh, my gosh. What happened with Sam and Dave? Tell us, George.
They were supposed to play there, and they missed the show. And we come in and took their place. And everybody said, "We don't know who the fuck these niggas are, but they're killing these mothers in there." We sung "Hold On, I'm Coming." We sung all this shit. they say a guitar, drummer, and a bass, and an old fool. An old fool in a diaper. Oh, we used to be on the bar, up on the bar, on the people tables, running down the table, buck naked.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my. Damn, Rudy, I got to see your ass. Hey, Rudy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm 75. Yeah. How old are you?
87.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Damn, you was an adult when we was 25 years old. Oh, my God.
You look real good with that Kelly hat on. You look real good. Well, I'll tell you, my daughter might be coming up to see you up in Missoula.
I got her a ticket already. As soon as I saw that message, I said, "Get her a ticket."
She called me today. She says, "Hey, you think George will see me backstage?" I says, "Get off my back." I said, "Just mention my name. George will do anything."
Yes, yes. Oh, tell him to come in and say, George.
He'll turn the place upside down for you.
Yes, yes, definitely, Rudy. Good talking to you.
Oh, my God.
George, pleasure. And I don't know how to thank you for coming on and all the nice things you did for us at the Sugar Shack.
And George, we heard one story that you actually slept in the common. Is that true?
Hell yeah. I slept in a sugar shack. You didn't even know it.
Yeah, Rudy didn't know. He just found out a couple of shows ago that you slept in the common.
Yeah, we slept in the common all around that. Shoot, we didn't go nowhere. We was camping out. We was on tour. We didn't have nowhere to go. Hotels wouldn't let us stay in there. Remember the what was that, the president of hotel? They wouldn't let us stay in there.
We should have filmed that show. When you first came in, we knew you were
coming
like that. We should have filmed that.
Oh, man, we should have filmed a lot of that shit. That shit is embedded. We came to Boston in suits, looking like pimps. We left that looking like hippies. I mean, those kids over in Cambridge turned us out. We left there wearing diapers and sheets and robes. Our family said, "What the fuck happened to y'all?" We say we went to Boston. We became hippies. I didn't come up out of it until 5 years ago. I was a hippie for 50 years.
Hey, I got no point. You're still going strong, George.
I'm just starting now because I was in recess for 50 years. I wasn't doing nothing. I was flying around on motherships, on spaceships. I wasn't doing shit. So I just left starting to work. I lived in a virtual reality for 40 years.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is so freaking funny.
Man, shit.
Dying.
Man, those days there, shit. I mean, damn. I feel like I'm. It's the day after Sugar Shack right now. That's how long I've been on the spaceship thing.
Well, I gotta tell you, when we were sitting in the audience, my wife at the time, and you guys came out, we looked at each other and said, just what Rudy said earlier, what the fuck is this?
Hey, you got a little short guy in long johns, you know, fuzzy, and you got one looking like a genie. You got another tall black mother with a Ku Klux Klan outfit on. You got somebody running around there with it. What you say? After, do we remember Fuzzy?
Yeah. Yeah. I forget the names, but I remember the faces. I knew all of them. You had
Fuzzy was the little short one with the long johns on.
A big hole
in the crotch. Yeah, the American Indian was Calvin.
Who? Hey, listen. Who was your designer for those outfits? Ralph Lauren?
Oh no, we check this out. We went to a costume place right there on right off of Boston Street. Once we became hippies. We went round the corner to the costume place and bought all of the robes and the wigs and the sheets. And we came back to your club and you say, "What the fuck happened to Parliament?" That your club was the first one we wore that shit in.
I know. You guys came to the check.
Right. We took off those pretty suits we had.
Yeah.
We threw them in the garbage. And wore the suit back.
You know, son, George, I remember fighting with Eddie Harris about the situation. I said, "What the hell?"
Yes. Eddie said he was going to burn the Sugar Shack down. because you wouldn't let, because you didn't want to let us play because we didn't look like the Parliament.
He says, I'll burn the fucking place down if you don't play.
Right. I remember you on the phone hollering at, you bring your ass up here. You bring your ass up here. I say, oh, shit, what have we started? Yeah, that was Queen. That was Queen Booking Agency.
That's right. Queen Booking was Ruthie Bowen, I think, or something.
Ruth Bowen.
Yeah, Ruth Bowen. She was the boss.
Damn, you got your memory, motherfucker. You ain't no 80 years old.
She was
damn.
Like,
yeah.
Oh. My pants, sir.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Ruth Bowen. That was Queen Booking. They became Nobby Walters later on.
Oh, is that right? Nobby Walters took them over?
Yeah, that's who took them over.
Well, I tell you, George, it was a pleasure having you on and everything
else. Hey, knock it off, Rudy.
Yeah, I got to go, man. I got to get back to work, y'all. It's good to
okay.
be here.
Okay, all right, man. Thanks. George, we want to ask you, is it possible we want to get you on film and put you in the documentary, if that's okay?
Whenever we come together, where we at, yes, definitely.
All right, great. Hey, we can't thank you enough for giving us the time, man.
All right, cool, man.
All right, George. John.
All right, we appreciate it so much.
Bye.
God bless you.
George, I want the phone number, George. Your phone number.
I got it here. I'll give it to you after the show.
Okay. All right. Okay, George. Good luck and God bless you. And keep on spacing around the world.
Well, that's got to be
the
funniest 18 minutes of these podcasts.
Imagine that, how great he is.
Oh, that was so beautiful. That was so intense. Oh, man. I'm trying to bring George in here, but he just keeps buffering. George, why don't you hang up and call back? I know you can hear me. And
tell you, bring George Wilson in to say hello to him.
Oh, he's just listening. He just wants to listen. Wow.
He should have come in and said hello.
I know. He just wants to listen, I guess. That was so, so funny. Yeah, he said he'd try. Hey, George, I'm going to disconnect you and then just call back in. Just call back in. I just disconnected him. Maybe see he'll get in this time. Oh, my God, Rudy, that was so funny. That was so – I mean, it's funny when you told it, but when he told it. We got the other side today.
About the incident when the agent says, I'll come up there and burn that fucking place down. You cry.
Oh my God. Okay, let's try George now. Let's see if we got George. There he is. There's George. Hey, George.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey
George,
welcome.
Listen.
What's up, Rudy? I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. We're doing well. We're doing real well.
You should have said hello to Mr. Clinton.
I couldn't get in. I tried. I was saying stuff, but I couldn't get in. But that's okay. We'll be able to see him when we get ready to shoot him for the documentary. I'm not worried about it. We'll be all set.
Well, I told
y'all
you, this guy's aces. He'll do anything for us. And you don't have to worry. You can count on him.
Not worried about it at all. I was just listening to all the stories, cracking up over here myself, you know, having a good laugh with you all.
He brought back some real stories that I forgot. The agent wanted to come and burn the sugar shacks out if I didn't play them. How can you know. Dressed in diapers, one dressed as an Indian, one dressed as a soldier. What? How are you going to play these?
And to think,
Rudy,
I mean, we got the
Rudy,
story. It was your waitresses that fucked them up.
back in the Sugar Shack, like way in the back there, it was another nightclub. So I put them in there. I says, all right, put a work in there. Let's see what happens. Everybody from the front went in the back when they started. The first thing, I can never forget it. Everybody ran out of the back. Maybe that's one of the strongest groups at the Sugar Shack. Would you believe this? They worked about 10 times, I think. And it was unbelievable, though. It was always a pleasure having them.
Oh, God. I remember we were just horrified.
Yeah,
my wife at the time, we were horrified. Talk about, we were always nervous in the shack, but when they came out, we thought, this is the end. This is where they kill Whitey.
I didn't remember they slept in the commons, but Mafeo says that, and I guess it was right. Well, because who the hell would let them in with them outfits in a hotel? How can I go with those outfits?
Can you see hotel security looking at these cats coming in like that? I mean, there was enough tension on the streets as it was. This was the apocalypse. Oh, that is some of the funniest stuff I have ever heard in my life. Wow.
Well,
that's so
good.
Well, we'll get his story. We'll get his full story for the documentary for sure.
Oh, gonna, Rudy, we keep thinking Oscar, baby. I mean, we get that stuff down. We got the audience. There won't be an audience in the world that won't be dying laughing.
He'll rock the Oscar with his story.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it was so fascinating the way what a change it was. I like was shocked.
What the fuck
is this?
Well, he added the thing today. I didn't know they actually tried to sing Hold On, I'm Coming like Sam and Dave.
Yeah.
Sam and Dave ain't here, but we'll cover some of their songs in diapers and Indian headdresses. Oh, God. Wow, I'm speechless. Billy, what do you got to say?
I'm fucking over here pissing my pants. Oh, my God, that was the funniest show. I listened to the whole thing. I just sat back and listened and covered my mouth like, what? That? I could picture it all. The Boston Commons, Jerry and the Behind the Bar. Them, what the? Who the fuck? Oh, that was classic, guys. That was a funny, funny, funny interview. He's probably got more stories than Walt Disney. Imagine his stories.
Oh,
what a life, huh?
God.
God
bless tell the audience about how you saw him out in Vine Street in L.A.
Yeah, right. When I was living in Hollywood, I'm walking down the street. I'm going to the gym, and I'm coming down Whitley and Hollywood Boulevard, and I'm like, who the fuck is this with the rainbow hair? Like, who's this dude screaming on the cell phone in front of the check cashing store? I'm like, oh, shit, that's George Clinton. What the fuck? I stood there and walked, and he jumped in this raggedy-ass caravan and took off with a crew of people. I was like, what the fuck? That was just a classic moment. He was out there for like 15 minutes screaming in the cell phone. He had these rainbow threads. It was funny as hell. But I seen him about 18 years ago in the Roxy, and it was an amazing show. I was like, wow, he put on the best show. He like lit a blunt on stage and shit. He was crazy. And it was all.
Now, George, you were hanging out with him. He was at Berkeley, 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, he did a gala fundraiser at Berkeley about a year and a half ago, and they tore the house down over there. They did a great job, and George was George. And the band was killing, and of course they had some of James Brown, they had Fred Wesley in that, Fred Wesley and the Horny Horns from James Brown band back in the day. Fred Wesley was a trombone player, played a classic solo on a few of James Brown's songs and classic stuff. And so we're going to be talking to Fred, and we're going to be talking to Maceo Parker as well. We're going to be talking to all those guys, you know, that are in the bands, about three of them that are still alive from James Brown Band. And they're going to be to tell us the days they had in the shack with James and things like that. And also talk about the Boston riots that were happening at that time when James Brown left the Garden and came over to the Sugar Shack after that. They're going to be able to tell us that story because they were there. So we're looking forward to talking to them in the documentary as well about that experience because we know, you know, James is not with us now, but we got guys who were with him who are still alive and well that can tell James as part of that story.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Wow.
You know, it is so great.
I can't even imagine the Parliaments and George Clinton ever putting on a bad show. I don't think there's ever heard of the Funkadelics or any group that he's been involved with putting on a bad show. He's always got something great to put up there on stage.
Well, they were so spontaneous and so talented. I mean, you know, when you think about it and put it together, they had almost, 10 years as the Parliaments when they got down that, you know, old school classical, you know, harmonizing, you know, doing all the traditional stuff. So, I mean, they had a great foundation. And then to be bold enough to deviate from that and go someplace nobody had gone and create a whole new sound. I mean, it wasn't – nobody could say to them, oh, these guys are just clowns, because they weren't. They were the real deal.
And they were so dedicated that even Jerry – that's where I got the story. Jerry Maffei said, they slept in the fucking Commons, for Christ's sake. That's how dedicated they were. They didn't give a shit. They, like he said, we came out. Jerry was like, I found out they were sleeping in the Commons. We put them up in a hotel somewhere. He goes, but that's how dedicated they were to making their musical imprint here in the history, you know. It's just amazing. And he's all cleaned up now. He walks around with a suit on. I think he's sober, too, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. He's probably high on life.
Well, George, you were telling me getting married, really. His new wife has kind of grabbed him by the ear and pulled him inside and kind of made him clean up a little.
Yeah, she did a lot for him. She turned his life around, you know. And she's to be credited with him getting money that was owed to him for years. And also tracking down royalties and things of that nature in other countries. But then also getting the whole family and people that are involved in his group, getting them educated, taking online music business courses. And George is very smart. He's a very smart man. His wife is very smart. They're both smart. And so that's why he's still working now and touring the country. And you look at the website, they're touring the country, they're touring overseas, they're busy, you know. And and a lot of people,
learned a lot along the way.
A lot of people were at Sugar Shack.
So Billy's story about him standing in front of a check cashing place, it was probably when he was kind of down and out a little.
Yeah, it was about seven years ago, maybe. 7-8 years. Yeah, about 7 years ago. Maybe 20, yeah. About seven, yeah. It was like 10 in the morning. And I'm like, who's that? With the big robe on. Yeah, but it was just an amazing experience. I still didn't watch him for a while in action. But God bless him, man. Yeah, he's not only a great musician, he's a talented businessman, apparently, because he's, like George said, he's still performing worldwide.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I got to take off. I got to go pick up my wife.
Thanks, George.
Yeah.
All right, George,
take
care, buddy. God bless.
Rudy,
yeah, God bless.
We'll be talking to you soon, Rudy. Billy, we'll be talking as well.
All right, brother. Take care, my friend. God bless.
To everybody, hello. All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Wow.
I got to take off too, guys. I got to go to work. I got to go taste some wine here. I'm actually in Kenmore Square right now. I mean, Kenmore.
Right.
Kenmore Square, Boston. I'm going to head into the hotel and do a wine tasting and go sell some wine and go taste some fine wine.
Wait, are you at the Commonwealth Hotel?
Yeah, I'm actually at the Commonwealth, yeah.
Good. All right. Have fun. Rudy and I are going to play some music.
Okay, play
Rudy.
Some music.
Yeah,
all right.
Rudy, take care, buddy.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Rudy.
Well, let's finish that song, We Got the Funk. What do you say, Rudy?
Yeah, We Got the Funk. Let's funk.
Here we go.
Tether off, we're gonna tether off the motherfucker.
Taking a ride back in history, Rudy.
Yeah, you know something? I never knew it, but they started all this stuff, the funk and the parliaments and all that at the Sugar Shack. I never even realized that.
That's, you know, that was shocking. I mean, to get his story, the backstory, that was your waitresses. They probably were over there in Cambridge dropping acid.
They all started at the Sugar Shack, the turnaround, the funk stuff.
Well, you know, I mean, that's another thing we're going to bring out now in the documentary. It was the birthplace of funk.
Right, with the George Clinton, the birthplace of funk.
Unbelievable. What a there's another great tagline. Man, I hope you're going to get a tux ready when we climb those stairs. They're going to wheel you out from the back. And we collect that Oscar. Oh, wow, what a story. You know, and what I was just listening to the full 5 minutes of that song made me go back to, you know, the shows were phenomenal. But the cool thing, one of the other cool things about the Shack is they'd put that music on the jukebox and everybody, and that dance floor was mobbed.
Yeah, brought back a lot of memories, George Robert. And he remembered the Stevie Wonder thing, taking a picture, being there when Stevie Wonder was there.
Yeah, was he there too?
Well, no, he used to come in all the time and just, come in and see the shows. If he wasn't doing nothing, he'd fly into Boston.
Really?
Just hang around the Sugar Shack.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I got a picture of him with Stevie Wonder and I and somebody else is in there. But.
Oh, okay. So you got one of the three of you together.
Yeah, right.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Talk about history. Well, who knows? Maybe now that you know, George is on board. Maybe we can finally reach Stevie and get him to tell his story.
And that's what we're gonna do. Before we finish this documentary, we gotta get a yes or a no from him.
I know. Oh, absolutely. Oh boy, you know, I mean, that just took me back, you know, and especially listening to that song. I remember, you know, I've got a vision of me, you know, and standing, dancing in the middle of, you know, just surrounded by all the customers, you know, and you know, all the, there was no problem, like we said, you know, that was black and white and yellow, and you know, it was, and from the waitresses and the pimps and the hookers and the gangsters, everybody partied together. It was a huge party. Every night was a party.
It was unbelievable, you know. As I look back and memories come up, it was just unbelievable. It was like a party every night there.
Because so I said, you know, you guys, you know, I've thrown some amazing parties in my place here. It's a tiny place, and I brought in a 7-piece band, and I tried to, I had all that training with what went down at the Sugar Shack, and I knew how to make a party because, you know, you just get a nice tight space, and you bring in enough people that they put them close enough together, they got nothing to do but to connect and move and groove. You know, I was thinking, Rudy, the only guy, I'm going through all the list of all the songs. And, you know, they were, you know, like you said, they cut the teeth. I mean, they grew their music in the shack. I mean, you tried to hide them. You couldn't even hide them because the music was so strong.
Right, I tried to hide them. I put them in the back room.
But the music is so strong, it brought them where they were supposed to go. And, you know, when you look at the traditional bands, I mean, the Monsters, I'm looking, going through here, and I'm looking at Jackie Wilson, I'm looking at The Impressions, I'm looking at Pavel Melvin, you know, I've got all of these songs on the keyboard, Gladys Knight and the Pips, you know, the Temptations. And then when you play that song, I'm looking down here and I'm going, there's really nothing that can kind of follow that except this guy. Let's play a little bit this guy. This guy could certainly get in the same ring with that.
Well, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off? 1, 2, 3, 4. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine. Get on up. Get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm, stay on the scene, like a sex machine, you got to have the feeling, sure your bone, get it together, right on, right on, get up, get on up, get up, get on up. We'll be right back.
James on there for a week, right?
You're right.
A week, 7 nights. James Brown, night after night, blasting away in the shack. I mean, this whole story is, when we're looking back 50 years later, it's a fantasy. I mean, it's just, you couldn't, you know, it's like, you know how you said how the whole thing evolved. And it's like this documentary is turning out. There was no way possible we could have planned any of this.
It's amazing the way things lead into another one. We got to get a documentary going off the, and the documentary is going to be just as funny as strong as the Sugar Shack was.
When we get some of the audience members to tell their stories, hysterical stories, like my friend saying one of the hookers approached him and asked him to be a pimp, and he said, "I'd like to, but my mother won't let me."
There was no
the
hustle there. There was a bunch of that in there because, you know, they just came there when they were through working on, they were just partying there, you know.
Right. So, well, you know, I mean, it's funny because I never knew what the expression moneymaker was, and it just, you know, and I've heard it, but, and I knew what it meant, but now James Brown singing it as Shake That Moneymaker.
The moneymaker.
Shake That Moneymaker. Oh boy, oh boy. But you know, again,
he was like a funk guy, James Brown. He had a lot of funk in him.
Yeah.
Like John.
Oh, that's why I was looking for somebody to follow him, and I'm looking down the list, you know, once you get into that funk and that thing, I mean, you can go back to the mellow stuff, but it's, you know, the vibe is totally different. Here's a group. You ready for one more? Can we do another one?
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. I think this was, I remember this song was just a huge dance song at the time. And, you know, the whole place would just get up on the floor and go kook over this because it was such a controversial time. And this song really addressed it. But here we go. For a second.
I tell you, the music is solid. It's
been good, huh?
Clear as a bell.
Yeah, well, somehow I hope that when they play it back, they get it. My daughter told me she was having trouble listening to the archivals, but that was months ago, so I told her to try again because I think, you know, I think it's all cleaned up. I hope it is.
The last songs you played were excellent. I've never heard it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's Isabel, believe me.
Yeah, you know, we...
So, stay with ahead. That, whatever controls you got, stay on that.
Well, it took me you know how the trouble we went through, and I was on the phone with them for hours, but they got there. You know, here's another group. I guess today is Funk Day. Here's another group that just played. Just great stuff. Here we go. Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People.
Oh.
This is dance music, baby. Provided the world, you know, and this is when I try to describe this to people once in a while. I hear, well, you know, it was a local place. I said, no, you don't understand. People came from around the world to go to that club.
We used to get calls from Vietnam. I think the soldiers who'd be appearing. They were coming home on leave or something. They wanted to know who was appearing.
Wow.
A couple of
Wow. You know, and the changes in the music, I mean, again, we can say the Sugar Shack, the birthplace of funk, and, you know, we talked about that, I have trouble with the name of that club in the Bowery, four initials, OBGB or something, and that's where it was the birthplace of punk rock. And you know, so now we know that the Sugar Shack was the birthplace of funk, and you had, you know, the funk of James Brown and the funk of Sly, War. All coming through there, mixed in with all of the traditional, old-school, beautiful, you know, the Teddy Pendergast and the Howell Melvins and the Al Greens. I mean, what other club did that? None. It's so funny when we hear the artist, as we have in the in the teaser, the artist saying that there was no place like it, not even the Apollo.
That's right. Well, the Apollo was like, you know, you sit down in a chair.
Right. I could just imagine the bands getting ready and looking out, sitting in the green room or even being in the thing and seeing everybody party. I mean, dancing to the jukebox and, you know, and just the conversations and the whole scene, you know, looking at the floor show. You didn't need a floor show. You had one with the bands, but you had one in the audience as well. You know, it might as well have been a runway and a fashion show.
Well, I'll tell you, when I saw them getting up and dancing with the jukebox as well, we don't need a second band, you know, for dancing.
They wanted to dance to the music at the time.
And the jukebox did it.
Did you have that hooked up to the speakers? Because I remember it was solid. I mean, you heard, it wasn't like it was coming out of the corner. It felt like it was in the whole room.
No, it was, I don't remember if it was hooked up, but I mean, we had good speakers there. The jukebox speaker, people gave us some extra speakers because of
it was great.
Sensibility. And one thing good about it that I like is people play their favorite songs.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You can dance to your favorite hit song, you know?
You know, I've been talking, and I think America's talking about, with all the talk about the politicians and the primaries, et cetera, and it's obvious people know that things have changed. People know that a lot has been lost. And I think one of the things that's been lost the most is fun.
Oh, yeah.
We had fun in spite of the times, in spite of the economy, in spite of not having a lot of money. We had fun.
Yeah, we had.
And the Sugar Shack was fun.
Right.
You know, it was not only great music, but you always got a couple of great laughs out of the place. Just super. Well, this was quite a show, Rudy.
Time to go.
You got it, buddy. And another one for the annals of the Sugar Shack legacy and story. You know, as I sit here today and I'm thinking, and George keeps saying as we talk about this a lot, I think there's going to be a Sugar Shack 1, a Sugar Shack 2, and maybe a Sugar Shack 3. We've got a never-ending story. We've got a lot of acts to fill.
Well, you could go into the Broadway musical. You could go into a movie. That could be 1, 2, and 3, and then end it all with a festival.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, we're going to probably cover, I don't know, anywhere from 10 to 20 groups, but then there's another 10 to 20 we could cover.
All right. There's still about 10 or 40 of them groups working today, you know?
I know it. Fabulous. Well, congratulations on a great connection. I mean, how fantastic that 50 years later, two guys can call up and, you know, recollect what went on that long ago and share it with the world. That was very funny.
That was. He brought up you know, I forgot about the guy, the agent wanted to come and burn the place down. That was so funny.
There must have been days when the drama and the laughs and the tension and the craziness, just, you must have just, you know, it must have been a high. It must have been every day. It must have been just a big high.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was certainly a big high with the Funkadelics when they first came in. I was shocked. Well,
here's a little kid growing up in the North End in an all-Italian neighborhood, and he's exposed to the Funkadelics.
But,
oh, God.
you see, they just sprung it on me. If they told me they wanted to try something, the agent told me, look, they want to try something different up there. Is it all right? You know, you want to take a chance? You know, I'd be prepared. But I wasn't prepared, you know? It's like somebody coming up to you on the student.
Great. Well, listen, you have a great week. Thanks so much, Rudy. It was a great show.
We got to thank Susanna for putting it all together.
Oh, it's fun. Susanna, Richter, Garino, whatever,
you.
Garino, Richter, thank you so much. That was, we tried for so long. God bless her. She hung in there.
She hung in there,
and that's the beauty of all that hard work. It pays off.
And also, she told me today a little news that my son has some kind of a clip or a honey clip that he got called to go on that Shark Tank show.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you know, if they like your idea, they'll fund it.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so she's all excited and... she can't stop being excited with George Clinton and this, so she keep
well,
up the
she's
good
working.
Work. Yep, you
she's
are.
Working hard. She's our gal Friday. She's bringing up the rear for us.
Okay, you take care, Tom, and God
okay,
bless.
I'm going to close out with one song that can follow all those songs, and that's our God Bless Our OJs, man, because this is there it is, the Sugar Shack, Love Train. Thank you, Rudy. We'll talk to you next week.
All over the world, everybody, join in. Join. It's all a love dream, love dream. People all over the world, join in.
Love ride,
it's all a
love
dream, love dream.
The next stop that we make will be England. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too.
In history when it's needed more. All right, bless everybody. Please come back next week. Oh, what a great show. Hey, Rudy. You're still there. God bless you, Rudy. God bless you for all of the great music and times that you gave all of us.
Keep the dials on those numbers. The songs were clear as a bell.
Yeah, I'm happy. All right, have a great week. We'll see you next week. Well, so long, everyone.